Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kara. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Mary Edwards, and I'm showing a charge on my bank account, and I'm trying to figure out what it's for because I don't remember buying anything that was for $59.95.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
29671.
One second. One second while the system loads.
Excuse me?
Give me one second while my system loads. I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, my system is having some issues. Just bear with me one second so I can get you some information pulled up.
Okay.
Just checking in with you. I'm still here.
Okay.
May I have your first and last name?
Edwards.
And your first name?
Mary.
Can you verify your shipping address?
113 Bentwood Lane, 29671.
So I do see where on May 4th of 2021, you paid $5.95 of shipping and handling for our smartwatch. Yes, ma'am. It's a great product to help check blood pressure and monitor your heart rate. You purchased this during a 14-day trial.
I did not realize that I was going to be charged $59.95. I'm 75. Do I need to pack that up and send it back? I do not want it if it's going to be $60.
Yes, ma'am. So give me 1 second to see what I can do, because this is a valid charge because you agreed to the terms and conditions. But let me check with my supervisor to see if she can offer you a refund.
I can pack it up and send it back, believe me, because I was under the impression all I had to pay was shipping and it was free.
Still here, okay, just talking to my supervisor.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I just talked to my supervisor. These are valid charges, but I did get her to offer you a 35% refund, which will make that final price for that watch $38.97.
Now what?
Can you hear me?
Okay. I did not understand what you said.
Yes, ma'am. I'm talking too fast for you.
Okay. And because this was a valid charge...
Yes, ma'am. What my supervisor is willing to do is offer you a 35% refund, which make that final price of that watch $38.97. But these are valid charges, ma'am, because you did agree to those terms and conditions, but you didn't call in to counsel.
Well, I did not realize. Like I said, I'm 75. I would have never bought it.
I understand. That's why I'm trying to get her to work with you. She's offering you a 35% refund on that product.
Well, I noticed that my bank did a dispute, a dispute transaction.
So they disputed.
Like.
You said they disputed it?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So they disputed it. You would have to go through your bank anyways. We can't do anything if it's disputed.
Well, it's got, I've just had a thing that showed dispute transactions, so I'll go through them and see what they say.
Ma'am. You'll have to call in with your bank in order to get in to talk about a refund if it's disputed.
Can you give me, I ended up getting two of those because they were being as paying just your shipping charge, and I guess I usually read all the fine print, and I did not see that was what was going to be charged. So can you give me some type of a serial number that would be on the box? Hold on 1 minute. Let me get both of them. I got two, one for my husband and one for me. But we hadn't even, they're still in the box they came in. So let me see if I can figure out which one is which. Neil, where's that other watch at? Where? So you're going to keep it. They're charging me now $60 for it. That's why I was trying to figure out. I've got two.
Ma'am, you have two watches.
Well, I got another one from another place that was offering the same thing, so I'm probably going to get billed another $60. But I was trying to find if there was a name. What is the name on that particular watch?
This one is an Icon smartwatch.
Okay, Icon. Okay, that's the one. I don't think that's the one my husband. Hold on. Let me pull this one out. That looks like that's the one. Let me make sure if this is the one he. If that is, then I'll pay just, well, the $38 because I did not understand what the charge was going to be. Is this the one you got charging or whatever? Where's...
Right under that box. I can help you under the watch that we sent. It's a watch. On? Can you hear me?
Okay, I've got the one right here in the box still. That you're the Icon, I-K-O-N, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the name on that one? What's the brand name on that one? Okay, well, if y'all will give me the discount of $38.97 and refund me back $21, I'd appreciate it. Because, like I said, I read it, and I did not see anywhere that you would be charging me $59.99. Is that a one-time charge?
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms of conditions, it's a one-time charge for that watch. Give me 1 second.
And then y'all had, but you'll now give it to me for $38, so
yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Have to melt back?
Yes, give me 1 second. I'm going to refund you that.
$20.98. Okay. I won't buy no more shit like that. Because I've read everything and I didn't see anywhere where it said it was. But that's that one. This is the one they charged me $59 for. And now they're going to give me back $20. I'm paying $38 for this one. This one don't charge though, right?
That one, I think, is that bad reason.
I never bought them if I'd known they were going to charge me that kind of money for them. I hadn't seen that charge. I'm checking on some things that went through that I didn't remember. See, I knew I hadn't agreed to that, but because I paid them the shipping. You can't see a name.
Yes, ma'am.
Mouth.
Are you here with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I just refunded you $20.98. You should also receive the email confirmation to your email. Please allow that 3 to 5 business days to reflect back into your account. Depending on your bank, it could take up to 48 hours. It's all on your bank, but allow 5 days, up to 5 days, for that refund to reflect into your account.
Okay, hon. Thank you
all
so
right.
much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you for calling. Come and support. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.